Hi everyone and welcome to Two Words with Taku. I'm Taku Mbudzi and I'm recording this podcast all about writing from sunny Melbourne in Australia. Now 2 years ago, I self-published a children's book about friendship. It was the scariest, most terrifying thing I ever did. But on the flip side, it was the most exhilarating and rewarding thing as well. And I certainly gained courage and creative freedom from that whole process. A year ago, I sat down and I made 20 little videos about my experience of self-publishing and I put them on YouTube, but nobody watched them. Like, no, seriously, hardly anybody watched them. They're still there looking pretty. But when I put them on Instagram and I started to tag them with writer hashtags or self-publishing hashtags, graphic design, etc., then I started to get a lot more interest and conversations were happening around that whole world of self-publishing. And so now that I've got this podcast, it only makes sense to share those tips here as well. Mind you, they were recorded a year ago. Most of that still applies, how I felt, what I went through, and my advice and feedback, but also some things might have changed. Either way, I hope that you find them useful. And if you have any questions, you can find me and my writing and my contact details at taku.com.au. If you really want to watch the videos and watch my face as I describe some of these things, you can find me at Taku TV on YouTube. Thanks, and I really hope you enjoy these. All right, this is technical tips around graphic design. Ooh, if you're going to self-publish a book, especially if it's a picture book, please, please, please get some professional graphic design assistance. You can't do it yourself. Unless you're an illustrator, writer, that's fine. Unless you definitely have a gift for graphic design, that's fine. But too many times, I've heard people say, yeah, I wrote my book, I self-published, and then you look at it and it looks self-published. No. So for me personally, I don't want it to be that kind of book. And I'm very grateful that when I have been showing people the book, they go, oh, really? Oh, you self-published that? Okay, cool. Which is a really lovely reaction. But around that idea of graphic design, it is so important that it looks good, especially if you then want to be competitive with other writers and other authors and other books that are out there. So with this book, it is by Taku, but it's illustrated by somebody else. I worked with a Perth illustrator called Jason. And so part of the graphic design of my book, it was an actual process, everything, the font, the pictures. So we had these pictures as big A3 pictures as well. I don't know if you can see them. Each of these pictures we sketched out. So I'd go to the illustrator, I'd tell him what I'd like to see. He'd draw it, he'd sketch it, he'd then fill in the colors, and then I would look at it. In fact, I have a few sketches. So playing around with layout, I don't know if you can see that. So this was one idea for our kitchen scene. I wanted a scene with the different parents and the kids getting ready for school, making their lunch. This is an early draft. Got another one of, this was, I think, the first one, first illustration we formally finished, and we used that in the initial marketing. So again, starting to look at, okay, how is this book going to look? How is it going to be designed? And I also had somebody help with the book design and the layout as well. Because my background is, you know, I studied architecture and buildings. So I love Photoshop very, very much. I love it. I live in Photoshop quite a bit, but I realized and I recognized that I didn't think I could make my book look as good as I could visualize it. So I also knew my limitations. This one is, I'm showing you this because it cracks me up. Can you see that boy's head? Oh, will it autofocus? Okay. Can you see? What is wrong with that head? Something doesn't look right. Yes? Okay. So this also forms part of being really meticulous about how your book looks. And I guess in this case, I'm talking more picture books. So if you've got images, it needs to look right. So for me, when I was looking at that boy's head, this is Sammy, my character. He's at the beach. I kept saying to Jason, Jason, his head doesn't look right. And I think Jason drew this picture, or Sammy's head. He must have done it maybe 10 times, if not more, because I just, it looks squonk to me. It looks like the hair's not sitting right. Anyways, my point is, with the graphic design of your book, if you can't, or if you know you have limited design eyes, that's what I call them, design eyes. If you know your design eyes aren't great, that's okay. But please get somebody who has good design eyes. Your mom might not be the best person. Your spouse might not be the best person. Go and get professional advice. Go and speak to other authors. Go and speak to graphic designers, photographers, whoever. Ask them, how does your book look visually? And I guess I am focusing on picture books because, let's say, if you're writing a fiction story, that's not as, you know, important if it's just a lot of text. But book covers are important as well. With my book cover, I really wanted these kids to pop. I really wanted them to stand out. And when you start looking at children's book covers, there are lots of different designs. But for me personally, I wanted you to see their different colors of their skin, but also the clothes. I just wanted it to be a colorful book. If you want to get more technical as well, you know, there are different types of using color in your book. So mine were based around really bold colors because of knowing that I'm going to be animating this at some stage. And so that was a graphic design decision. Yeah. Graphic design. Oh my gosh. Graphic design decision. There we go. What else around graphic design? Even things like, you know, borders, use of borders, white space. This is an 8-verse poem that I split up over 32 pages. And, you know, everything was just a mission. We had to talk through every single bit of the book. So coming back to the graphic design of your book, how do you want it to look? How do you want it to look when it's on a bookshelf or on someone's desk? If somebody Instagrams it, how do you want your book to look? And if you don't know, please ask someone. Don't do it yourself, because that will change how people will receive your book. If it doesn't look fabulous, or if it doesn't look true to what your intent is. That's it. You've been listening to Two Words with Taku. You can find more of my writing and speaking adventures at taku.com.au. I'm on social media as well, so Instagram and Twitter. I am at Taku Speaks. On Facebook and on YouTube, look for Taku TV. Thanks for listening.